Last time on Dragon Ball Z, I genuinely don't know what's happening anymore. Like, Professor Sinister slash Trevorley is addicted to Voldemort serum. Egagee has to go back in time and seduce Tom Ridd so he doesn't become evil. But she's back from that for now, and she just had sex with Draco again, and Draco was like, "I love you," to Eberry. And that was the... Not edit the text, edit the fucking... Edit the audio. Remember, the purpose of this exercise is to create a professional quality audiobook of My Immortal as best as I can. That is the purpose of this exercise. Okay, we're going. Chapter 34. Author's note, shut the fuck up, Preps 1111. Have you even read the story? 1-1, you're probably all just preps and poses, so fuck you, 1-1-1. Thanks, 4-Raven, for to help 1. I could probably start copying and pasting those at some point. They're not all the same. I woke up in the coffin the next day. Draco was gone. I got up and put on a black tight sexa dress that was all ripped at the end. There was red corset stuff going up the front and the back, and it came up to my knees. There was a slit in the dress, licking Mr. and Mr. Simth. I put on ripped black fishnets and black stilton boots. Suddenly, Sorius cocked on the door. I opened it. God, My Immortal's a fucking religion, it really is.
"Hi, Ebony," he said. "Guess what you have to come to Professor Sinister's office?"
"Okay," I said in a depressed voice. I had wanted to funk Draco, or maybe listen to My Chemical Romance, or Evanescence. I came anyway. "So what the fuck happened to Snipin' Lupin?" I asked Sorius flirtily.
"I fucking tortured them," he answered in a statistic way. "They are an Abkhazian now, lol."
I laughed evilly. I gotta tell ya, the worse it gets. Oh boy. "Where are Draco and Vampyra?" I muttered.
"They are excused from school today," Sodomize moaned sexily. "Right now they are watching The Nightmare Before Xmas."
My serious voice is, like, at once completely compatible and completely incompatible with this character right now. We went into the office. Professor Sinister was there. She was wearing a gothic black dress that was all ripped all over it, kinda like the one Amy Lee wears in this pic. http/ she was drinking some Volximort serum. She took out the pensive and the time torner.
"Anna B, you'll have to do another session now. Also, I need you to get me the cure for being adicated," she said sadly. "Good luck. Fangs."
And then I jumped into the Prinsive again. Suddenly I looked around. I was in the Great Hall, eating Count Chocula. It was morning. I was sitting next to Satan. On a table was a tall, gothic man with long black hair, pale skin and blue eyes, wearing a suit and black Cronvries shoes. He looked just like Charwin Manson. I noticed he was drinking a portent.
"Who's he, 1-1? I asked.
Okay, who the fuck is Satan again? Is Satan Tom Riddle? Okay.
"Oh, that's Professor Slutborn," Satan said.
He's the pool tense teacher. Ebony?
Yeah?
I asked. Did you know that Marilyn Mason is playing in Hogsmeade tonight? And they're showing The Exorcist at the movies before that. Oh, The Exorcist. Okay, yeah.
Yeah?
Well, want to go to the Contort and a movie with me?
It's very funny, actually, because...
This is my Tom Riddle voice. I get very close to the microphone and talk very sort of low and breathy like this. In an RP accent.
But the way that Satan is written in this, it literally says, want to go to Da Contort and Da Movie with me. Which turns that into a Cockney accent. That's outstanding.
Chapter 35. Ghost of You.
Oh, this note. Thanks to Susie for the idea. One, you rock. Fuck preps. One. Thanks for the Raven for the help with you rock girl. One, P.S. I'm going to end the straw. Riz sons. Fuck you. 1-1-1. Oh, yeah. And if you don't need any gothic name, please tell me because I need 1-4 serious fangs.
I went into the conman room thinking of Satan. Suddenly I gasped. Draco was there. 1-1-1. I grasped. He looked as hot as ever, wearing black leather pants, a black Lonkin Prack t-shirt, and black eyeliner.
Draco, what the fuck are you dong, 1-1-1-1-1?
I gasped.
Huh?
He asked. Then I remembered. It wasn't Draco. It was Lucan. One. He still had two arms.
Wait. Since when does... Lucius have one arm in this fic? Did he lose an arm in this fic? Did Draco lose an arm in this fic? Who the fuck has one arm? No, it makes sense that she would think that Lucius was Draco when Draco was school age. That actually makes sense. It doesn't make... I want to figure this out, because I need to know who this fucking character is. No, this is definitely Lucian, because the next, yeah, okay, she says Lucian next, and then it says Illusion after that. This is definitely Lucius. By the way, anyone that hasn't watched Spiders and Snakes, dear reader, needs to watch Spiders and Snakes. They do amazing things with Lucius Malfoy in that.
Oh, hi, Lucian One, I said. I'm Ebony. Oh, it was said right. I'm Ebony, the new student. Lol, we shook hands. Yeah, Satan told me about you, Lucian said. He pointed to a group of sexy gothic guys. They were sitting in a corner cutting. It was Sirius, Vampire's dad, and Snap. All of them were wearing black eyeliner and black good shralute band shirts. Listen, I'm in a goth band with those guys, he said. We're playing tonight at the Marilyn Mason show as backup.
Oh, really? I asked.
Yeah, he said. We're called X Black X Tier X. I play to gutter. Spartacus plays to drums, he said, pointing to him. Snap plays the boss. And James plays the guitar to even for we call him Samaro, after Samara in the ring.
What? Oh boy! I don't know the fuck who Spartacus is. It just says Spartacus.
Hey bastards, I told them after they gave me Death's Touch Sin. Suddenly I gasped again.
But don't you have a lead singer?
I asked. Lucian looked down sadly. We used to, but she did. She contempted suicide by silting her wrists.
Oh my fucking god, 1-1, that's so fucking sad, 1! I gasped.
Okay, so Samaro is Samara. Samaro is Samara. I'm gonna say it's Samaro because that's the stupid. It's like Camaro. What do you guys think? Should this just be my James Potter voice from Princess Slytherin? I haven't actually done that voice in a while.
It's okay, but we need a new Led Snigger, Samaro said.
Well, I said I'm in a banad myself.
Really? Asked Snap. I couldn't believe it. He used to be Gothic 111.
Yeah, we're called Bloody Gothic Rose 666. Do you want to hear me sing?
Yeah, said everyone. So the guys tuck out their guitars. They began to play a song by. Get it, because by guys are so 6011. Gurn Day. Christ.
Oh, fuck. Okay. I don't actually know this song. I can't even tell you guys how many times I've introed this song on the radio, but I've never heard it. I probably have heard it, and I just don't know that. I just didn't know that that was that. Which voice, Stormcrown? The James voice is my voice for James Lord Potter from Prince of Slytherin, and him being from Lancashire was my idea, basically because I kind of accidentally did him with a mildly northern voice when I did the Hogsmeade chapter of Prince of Slytherin, and I decided to just keep going with it, and it evolved over the course of me reading it into a deep, almost Sean Beany kind of voice, and I know that's not the best standard voice to have for James Potter, because I do believe there's precedent for the Potters being Welsh. I don't know if that's fanon or if there's something in supplemental material about that. But I really don't want to have to bust out a Welsh accent every time I come across James fucking goddamn fucking Potter. Well, Sinister Man hasn't declared where Potter Manor is. Longbottom Manor is in Lancashire. And I was like, can Potter Manor be in Lancashire as well? And he's like, that does kind of make sense, because they, like, know each other, you know? Anyway. Oh, right, I was looking up the fucking song. Oh, I do know this song, right? It's the one that goes,
I walk this empty street on the boulevard of broken dreams.
Right? That's the song, right? Well, okay, no, in fairness to me, it's written, I walk this empty street on the boulevard of broken dreams. And so, like, just because empty didn't have two fucking syllables, I was like, what tune is that? That I walk this empty street, you know?
But it does say she sings it, she sings it sexily. I walk this empty street on the boulevard of broken dreams.
Okay, so that was sexy, guy. That was me being sexy.
I sang sexily. I not own the lyrics to that song. Everyone gasped.
This is all four people saying. We'll layer this in post. I will layer this in post.
I'm gonna sing the full. I might end this
session with me doing something. Do I know you? Oh, you're fucking. You're Emp. I didn't recognize you with your ridiculous goddamn name.
Okay, so we got Lucius. And Uppy? Will you join the band? Please, one.
Okay, that was that.
And Uppy? Will you join the band? Please, one.
Okay, that's Samaro. Samoro. Seriously.
And Uppy? Will you join the band, please, one?
And Snap would be...
NLP? Will you join the band, please, one?
Okay. I very, very much like it when I can do, like, multiple layered voices like that, and the voices I have for those characters are all distinct, because that's not always the case.
Begged Lucian, Samoro, Sirius, and Snape.
Okay, I shrugged. Are we going to play tonight?
Yeah. 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 Yeah, they said.
Da.
Okay, I said, but I knew that I had to get a new outfit. I walked outside wondering how I could go forward in time.
Oh no. This is not happening. Okay.
Suddenly someone jumped in front of me. It was Morty McFly one. He was wearing a black banana t-shirt and black baggy jeans.
What the hell are you doing here, 1-1? I asked.
What is this, Shinji and Warhammer 40K all of a sudden? I don't have a Michael J. Fox voice. Whatever.
I will help you go Frawad and Tim, Enaby, he said seriously.
Then he took out a black Tim machine. I went into it, and suddenly I was forward in Tim 111.
Okay.
Chapter 36.
Oh, there's another. Sit, stop flaming, okay, 11111. I bet you are all probably old Srevedy-year-olds, 111. Piz Porter says you're a prep one. Oh, yeah, and thanks for the rave and for the help. 111, have fun, and Englond girl, 1111.
I always say fangs for the raven for the help. She does say fangs to raven for the help, but I don't care. I like my version.
I locked around in a depressed way. Suddenly I saw Professor Sinister, Bloody Mary, Socrates, and Draco Vampire and Willow were there too.
Oh my fucking god, Sirius, I saw you and Samara and Snip and everyone 1111. I can't believe Snap used to be gothic 11111.
Yeah, I know. Sirius said sadly.
Oh, hey there, bitch,
Professor Trevelyan said in an emo voice, drinking some Voldemort serum.
Hi, fucker, I said.
Listen, Satan asked me out to a gothic cornet in a movie, so I need a sexy new outfit for the date. Also, I'm playing in a gothic band, so I need a new fit for that, too.
Bloody Mary's Hermione, yes.
Oh, my Satan one!
Get it, lols, because she's gothic, gasped Bloody Mary.
What's got a Hot Topic? Just shop for your outfit?
Oh, my fucking Satan, let's have a group cutting session, 1-1, said Professor Trevelyan.
Who the fuck is Willow? Is Willow... Okay. Willow's her best friend, right? And then Darkness was the other girl that just was, like, introduced out of nowhere, like, 3 chapters ago. Because my voices for them are barely distinguishable, but basically, this is Enaby, this is Willow, and this is Darkness, you know? Like, wait, what? No, there's totally a separate person referred to as Darkness, multiple times.
I can't fucking wait for that, but we need to get some stuff first, said Willow.
Yeah, we need some potions for Professor Trevelyan so she won't be addicted to Voldemort serum anymore, and also some love potion for Enaby, Darko said resultantly.
Well, we have potions class now, Willow said, so let's go.
We went sexily to potions class, but Snap wasn't there. Instead, there was
Cornelio Fuck 1111. Hey, where the fuck is Dumbledore 111?
Draco shouted angrily.
Shut the fuck up, one! Shouted Cornelia Fuck. He's in Azkaban now with Snape and Lupin. He is old and weak. He has cancer. Now do your work!
Ha 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 ha
that might have been one of the best reads I've ever done. And I didn't mean to do it. It was just because my voice cracked on Now Do Your Work. Oh my god. That was amazing.
Shut the fuck up, shouted Cornelia Fuck. He is an Ascavian now. If Snip and Lupin, he is old and weak. He has cancer. Now do your work.
He is old and weak. He has cancer. Like, the way that's written is fucking genius. It's like, there's no commas. He is an Ascavian now with Snip and Lupin. He is old and weak. He has cancer. And then there's another quotation mark for no reason. Now do your work.
Now do your work, 111!
Oh. Oh, that's choice. That's like a Wizard People, dear reader line. That really is. Like,
what the fucking good are you? Why don't you just get on the fucking PA system and tell everyone that my dad's Valmart?
No, Neely didn't write this.
My friends and I talked angrily.
Can you believe Snap used to be Gothic one? Vampire asked, surprisedly.
I'm gonna move the mic back for this. I'm gonna yell this.
That's it, 1-1! Cornelio Fuck shooted angrily. I'm getting Professor Bridge, 1-1-1!
He stomped out angrily. Me friends and I began talking again. I began to drink some blood mixed with beer. Suddenly I saw Hagrid in the cupboard.
What the fuck is he doing? I asked.
Then I looked at Draco. He was wearing tons of eyeliner, and he looked sexier than ever. Suddenly,
Hagrid, what the fuck are you doing? 1-1, he shouted.
I looked around. Hagrid was putting something in my glass of blood, 1-1. Darko and Vampire
God.
Darko and Vampire started to beat him up sexily.
God, you're such a poser, one, I shouted at Hagrid.
Suddenly I looked at where he was putting in the blood. It was amnesia portion, 111.
Oh, boy.
Chapter 37.
All this done, okay, everybody. I'm going on vacation on the 1st of July, so I'm either gonna end a fic or updating in a week's fangs.
Fangs, one. Oh, yeah, and prep, stop flaming the story, 1-1. Raven Fangs for the help. You see a girl after vacation, 1-1.
Darko's point of view, lol.
Oh. Should I do all of the prose in this section in Draco's voice? I should, shouldn't I? That's a good idea, isn't it?
Vampire and I chained Hagrid to the floor.
Oh my fucking Satan, 1-1, Annabee said.
She was so hot.
Maybe I can use amnesia potion to make Satan fall in love with me faster.
1. But you're so sexy and wonderful anyway, Tata. Why would you need it?
To make everything go faster, lol, said Annabee.
But you won't have to do it with him or anything, will you? I asked jealously.
Oh my fucking god, you guys are so scary, 1-1.
Brittany, a fucking prep.
Shut the fuck up, said Willow.
Blarg. I got briefly distracted. I apologize.
Okay, well anyway, let's go to Professor Trevelyan's room.
God, it really does say this.
Draco, Ebri, and I went to Professor Sinister's room. But Professor Sinister wasn't there. Instead, Tom Riddle was. Oh, hi, fuckers, he said. Listen, I got you some cool new clothes. I took out the clothes from the bag. It was a gothic black leather miniskirt that said 666 on the back.
Wait, this isn't Draco's point of view anymore. This is not Draco's point of view. Part of me wants to keep reading it as Draco, because I kind of like to maintain, like, I kind of like to no-sell the mistakes, but, like, I think that would be more confusing than anything. Like, confusing in an unnecessary manner. Like, it never says that it's not Draco's point of view anymore, but it, like, totally isn't. Yeah, I'm not gonna maintain. Okay.
Draco Ebrian. But no, but it says Draco. So whose fucking point of view is it?
Okay. I'll switch it when it says I took out the clothes from the bag.
I took out the clothes from the bag. It was a gothic black leather miniskirt that said 666 on the back, black Stilton boots, blood-red fishnets, and a black corset.
Oh my god, Fangs! I said, hugging him in a gothic way.
I took the clothes in the bag.
Okay, Professor Sinister isn't here. What the fuck should we do? Asked Draco. Suddenly he locked at a sign on the black wall.
Oh my fucking Satan!
I screamed as I read it. On it said...
Okay, I'm gonna read this in character.
I screamed as I read it. On it said, Everyone, Professor Sinister is away. She is too gothic. She is in Azkaban now. Classes shall be taught by Dubbledork, who is back, but he shall not be principal for now. Sincerely, Professor Rumbridge.
Oh my fucking god, 111!
I shouted angrily.
How could they do that, 1-1?
Suddenly Dumbledore came.
What the hell are you doing in my office?
One, he began to shoot angrily. Suddenly I saw Morty McFly's black Tim machine, 111. I jumped seductively into it, leaving Draco and Vampire. Suddenly I was back in Tim, 1-1. I looked around. It was Professor Slutborn's face. I sneaked around. Suddenly I saw the amnesia potion on his desk. It was black with blood-red pentagrams in it. It was in the...
Ow.
It was the shape of a cross. I put it in my pocket. Suddenly the door opened. It was... Professor Slutgorn 1-1.
Okay, someone paste this next sentence in the thing so people will understand what kind of trouble I'm having with this fucking chapter.
So I have yet to do a Slughorn voice.
I mean, I always knew it was
going to... We're just going to be like this. This is, of course, the voice anyone would use for Professor Slughorn, yes.
No, I'm not doing Brian. I'm already doing Brian Blessed for Ludo Bagman. Slughorn is Winston Churchill. That's the way it works. Movie Slughorn was probably the least... evocative casting of the entire series for me. Because he's described as having a giant walrus mustache in the book, and you know how that has to sound. In the movie, it was a lot closer to,
You have no authority here, Jackie Weaver. No authority at all.
If anyone here doesn't know what that's a reference to, you need to look up Jackie Weaver on YouTube. Oh, God. I'm just going to do this all as though it was in his voice, even though there's no quotation marks anywhere in this entire sentence.
Oh my god, what are you doing, fucker? He shouted angrily. I don't know what the fuck are you doing, I shouted angrily.
Oh, I was just looking around because I thought it was class, you said finally, hoping he couldn't see the potion in your pocket.
What?! When did this turn into second fucking person?!
Oh, okay, you can go now,
said Professor Slutborn.
I say it's a Winston Churchill, but it really is just fucking Robotnik, isn't it?
You went to the con men room after putting on my clothes.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Silas, Samaro, and Snap were there, practicing Vampires Will Never Hurt You by My Chemical Romance. Oh, hi, you guys, I said seductively. Where's Satan?
Oh, he's coming, said Sirius. By the way, you can call me Hades now.
Suddenly Satan came. He was wearing a smexy black leather jacket, black Congress shoes, a Slipknot t-shirt, and a black tie. Okay, I will see you guys at a concert, I said. And then I went with Satan.
Christ Jesus at the cross.
Chapter 38.
Arthur Snow, what is everyone fan to story, and then add some more to it after vocation? Oh yeah, and perhaps the flame, and if you don't like story, then take my quiz, okay, then you will see if you're gothic or not. 1-1-1-1-1-1.
Satan and I walked to his car. It was a black car with pentagrams all over it. On the license plate said 666, just like Draco's car. I went in it seductively. Stan started to drive it. We talked about Satanism. Lols, he was named after Satan. Cutting, music, and being gothic.
Oh my Satan, Gerard is so fucking hot, 1-1.
Volximort agreed as we smoked some weed. Cause bi guys are hot, they are so sensitive. I loved him, lol, goes fucks a bi guy.
Lol, I totally decided not to commit suicide when I heard Helena, I said in a flirty voice. Hey Satan.
Fuck you, Siri.
Hey Satan. Do you know the cure for when people are addicted to Voxamort Siruim?
Well, he thought, I think you have to drink vampire blood.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Suddenly Voxamort parked the car behind a black movie theater. Satan and I walked outside.
Oh God.
We went into the movie tether where they were showing The Exorcist. In it, a boy and a girl were doing it. Suddenly a serial killer came, lol. Satan and I laughed at the blood cause we're sadists. While Satan was watching the movie, I had an idea. I took Satan's gothic black Nightmare Before Christmas cigar sexily from his pocket.
What?
I took Satan's gothic black Nightmare Before Christmas cigar sexily from his pocket and put some amnesia potion in it. I put it back in his black Emile the Strange bag. Satan turned around and started to smoke it. Black clouds with red pentagrams in them started to fly around everywhere.
Oh my fucking God, 1-1-1, Satan said, jumping up.
I gasped, cause I was afraid head nodded.
Enemy, guess what?
I knew that the amnesia had worked.
Amnesia potion has not been invented yet, so it will not work, he said. Too bad, because I wanted to use some on you.
Cool, I raised my eyes suggestively. And then, he talk of my clothes sexily, and we started to make out. I talk of his shit. He had six-pack juster like Gerard Way 1-1. We Frenched.
Excuse me, but you are going to have to leave 1-1,
shooted the lady behind us. She was a prep.
Fuck you, I said.
Suddenly, I attacked her, sucking all her blood.
No, 1-1! She screamed.
All the preps in the theater screamed, but everyone else crapped, because Satan and I locked so cute together. Satan and I started to walk outside.
So my God, how did you do that?
Voldemort asked in a turned-on voice.
I'm a vampire, I said as we went into the car.
Seriously? He gasped.
Yeah, seriously, I said, drinking some beer. Satan started to drive the car. I smelled happily.
It's too bad we didn't get to see the rest of the movie, don't you think?
Yeah, I said as we kiced passively. Satan parked in a black driveway next to the place where Draco and I had watched Good Charlotte for the first time. We went inside where Marilyn Mason was playing and started to mosh, lol.
Is this part of a song?
This is definitely a work. There's no way this is fucking real. There are too many finely crafted jokes in this. But no, is this a song? Is this part of a song? Is this part of a Marilyn Manson song?
I have asked you a question.
Is Anti-People Now You've Gone Too Far, Jesus Christ Superstar, is that part of a song? And what song is it, if anyone fucking knows? Okay. What about the next? Well, if you wanted honesty, that's all you had to say. What is that? And who is it by? But then it says, I do not own the lyrics to that song.
I can't find those lyrics in that song.
Okay.
No, this is a song called 1996, I think.
So I got this is part of the me reading my immortal experience. Okay. So here's the question. Cause it doesn't say the lyrics correctly. So I have to sell this like it's okay. This is gonna be really hard. First part isn't. First part will be easy.
Anti-people, now you've gone too far.
That was shit, but that was the general idea. I don't have the best metal voice.
Okay.
Because the next part is supposed to go, here's your Antichrist superstar, but this just says J.S. Christ superstar. Yeah, okay. I'll try it again.
Anti-people, now you've gone too far! J.S. Christ superstar! 1111
Okay. That'll be good enough for this, I think. Now I have to figure out what the well if you wanted honesty thing is supposed to be. That's from I'm Not Okay by My Chemical Romance, and it is the first word of the song, so that should help. Okay. Screamed Marwyn onto stage. We did the devil fingers. I started to dance really close to Satan. He was so schmexe. He looked at me all emo with his gothic red eyes, and he looked exactly like Mikey Way. I almost got an orgasm. 1. Suddenly Marilyn Mason stopped singing.
I would like to peasant! X Black Tier X 1-1!
He said. I ran on stage. Lucian, Samero, Snap, and Hades were there. They started to play their instruments. I got on stag.
Well, if you wanted honesty, that's all you had to say.
1111. 1111.
I sang. I do not own the lyrics to that song. My voice sounded like a pentagram between Amy Lee and a girl version of Gerard Way. Everyone clapped. Satan got an erectation.
Oh, God, I have to find the other part. Got to do the last line. Okay. Look at me. Gerard Way has a higher voice than mine, and a better one.
I'm not okay.
Okay, that'll work.
1.
I sang finally. Suddenly Lucian started playing the song Wrong by Mistak. Hi, Regress. Yeah, I have a rule that whenever there's a fucking song in this, I just goddamn sing it. Even if I don't know the song, especially if I don't know the fucking song.
I'm a fucking god one, yielded James. What the fuck?
Oops, I'm sorry, said Lucian.
You fucking asshole, one,
James shouted angrily.
Such a fun voice to do.
You guys are such preps, 1-1, Snap said. Come on, it was a mistake, 1. Yeah, it's not his fault. No, he ruined the fucking song, 1,
yelled Samero.
You guys stop, 1-1,
I showtoed angrily, but it was too late. They all began to fight. Suddenly, Samero took out his knife.
Oh, my fucking god, no, 1-1,
shouted Lucan. But it was too late. James tried to shoot off his arm. And then I jumped sexily in front of the bullet, 1-1.
No! 1-1-1!
Yielded everyone. But it was too late. Suddenly, everything went black. Chapter 39. I am a trolling genius. Laws. Disclaimer.
I do not own the Harry Potter series, and I am not the real XXX Bloody Wrists 666XXX. Author's note. I am an extremely immature, pathetic, idiot girl, I know. Out of boredom, I cracked this girl's passy for fun, and it took less than 8 minutes to do it, too. And will probably get in a shitload of trouble. Which I probably deserve, because I'm being a troll right now. Meh. And I present to you my crappy part in this story. And to take note, I haven't even finished reading this fic yet, but instead skip over to skim chapter 38. Flame, laugh, do whatever you want, preps. I, the American retail wearing British vampire Sue, coughed up blood. Satan kneeled down beside me.
No! Don't die!
I gave him a rueful smile. I'm sorry. It's something I had to do. To fulfill my duty as the noble, gothic Mary Sue. Satan sobbed.
I love you, Annabe!
I love you too. I'll see you in hell. I mumbled, already finding my surroundings fading to black. Bloody Mary Smith suddenly popped into the room for no apparent reason. She frowned when she realized the room was oddly quiet, but at the sight of Ebony's lifeless body, she screamed. Her face became pale with horror. She screamed for the healers, Dumbledore, McGoogle, and every single gothic person she could think of. Suddenly a glow started to surround the body of Ebony. Everyone stared in shock. Her body started to lift ever so slowly, and then, to everyone's shock, it started to incinerate. When everyone realized what was happening, they rushed over to try to rescue the body, but it was too late. The Sioux became nothing more than a pile of ashes. A loud resounding of everyone bellowing,
"No!"
filled the room. A flash of white light from the ashes then started to bounce around the room. Everyone cowered in fear and were temporarily blinded. When it was all over, things changed. All the silly goth clothes dropped from everyone's bodies. Author's note, I will refuse to explain how the hell that happened. And in their place, clothes the characters would normally wear in canon appeared in their bodies. When everyone got over the shock of becoming free of the gothic power, everyone cheered. Everyone started singing, "Ding dong, the Sioux is dead." Well, that is, until all the Harry Potter characters realized the true implications of becoming more canon-like again. All the characters who were supposed to be dead fell to the floor, their bodies cold and lifeless. Harry and Voldemort started dueling. On the left side of the two, the battle of the light side and the dark side was reaching a climax. And, because the replacement author also likes to screw around with canon, Draco and Hermione fled the scene and got married. Meanwhile, down in hell, Ebony shed a single tear because of her current situation. A situation that would live on for all eternity. Or at least until the end of fanfiction time. She lost it all, but she knew she had to remain strong. Nothing would ever break her down. She looked down over her pale body and frowned. "Where are my emo clothes?" she asked herself in confusion. And then it occurred to her. For her shirt, she was wearing a bright pink polo with a little seagull on the right or left, I can't remember, side. Below that, she was wearing a denim miniskirt with the destroyed look on it. Paired underneath that skirt were leggings with a little moose at the bottom. And then Ebony realized on her shoulder she was carrying a pretty bag with an eagle on it that said, "Live your life," written all over the bag. Ebony suppressed the urge to scream. Here she was, decked out in clothes, prepped to the extreme, wearing stuff from Abercrombie & Fitch, American Eagle, and Hollister. Panicked, Ebony hastily tried to take off the Hollister polo, but underneath it, there was another Hollister polo underneath. Ebony frowned and looked under her shirt. All she saw was a bra underneath. Dare I point out, it's from the Aerie line, available at American Eagle. Ebony tried to remove the shirt again, but to her frustration, there was yet another polo to replace it.
"This is unlogical and does not make any sense!"
Ebony bellowed out to the air. She failed to see the irony in her statement, how hypocritical her words were. seeing as she was practically calling the kettle black here. Ebony slit her wrists and mumbled to herself, "Oh my god." / end crap fic. Oh, there's a note. Oh yeah, if you want to see the original content this chick had planned for this chapter, I accessed it through the document manager thingy, which I copied and pasted, so you can read it here.
Oh, this note, shut the fuck up, preps, get a lift, woman, you suck. Oh, and from now on, I'll be in vocation in England until like August, so I won't be able to update for a while, lols. Thanks for everyone who revowed their respect to preps, be flamed, how fuck you. Make them see our rules, 666111.
I woke up into Norse's office, in a special gothic coffin. Hairgrid was in the bed opposite me in a coma, cause Vamper and Draco had bed him up. Mr. Norris was cleaning the room.
Oh my Satan, what happened?
I screamed. Suddenly Volksimort came. He locked less mean than usual.
Get the fuck out, you fucking bastard, 1-1!
I yielded.
Thou hast not killed Vampire yet, 1-1,
he said angrily. Suddenly he started to cry tears of blood all selective.
Volksimort? Oh my fucking god, what's wrong, 1-1-1?
I asked. Suddenly, Lucian, Professor Sinister, and Sirius came. Bellani, Mary, and Vampire were with them. Everyone was holding black boxes.
Volksimort disappeared! Oh my fucking god, Enemy, you're alive, 1-1-1!
Screamed Vampire. I hugged him and Bloody Mary.
What the fuck happened? I asked them. Oh my Satan, 1-1, am I dead now?
I gasped.
Enemy, you were almost shot, 1-1, said Sirius. But the ballet could not kill you, since you were from another time.
Put fangs anyway, 1, said Lucian, holding out his arm. I gasped. He had two arms.
Oh my fucking god, I can't believe Vamper's dad shot you, 1, I gasped.
Well, to be honest, Snap was possessed by Snap back then, said James. Yeah, he was a spy, Sirius said sadly. He was really a death dealer.
And he was such a fucking poser, 2-1-1, said Lucian. He didn't even really know who Good Charlotte were until I told him. Well, anyway, everyone started to give me presents. I was opening a black box with red 666s. There was a DVD of Corpse Bride in it. On it when I gasped. Mr. Norris looked up angrily, cause he hated gods.
Hey, has anyone fucking seen Draco?
I asked gothically.
No. Draco told me he would be watching a hose of wax,
said Professor Trevelyan.
He doesn't know that you're better. Anyway, the Norse said you could get up. Come on, 1.
I got up suicidally. Lucian, Sirius, and Professor Sinister left. I was wearing a black leather nightgown. Under that I had on a sexy black leather bra trimmed with black lace, with a matching thong that said Gothic Girl on the butt and sexy fishnets that kind hooked on to my thong. If you don't get to ID and massage me, I'll tell you. I put on a black fishnet top under a black MCR t-shirt, a black leather mini with black lace and Congress shoes. I left the hospital's wings with Bloody Mary, Willow, and Vampire.
Oh my fucking god, let's celebrate 1-1!
Gasped Willow.
We can go see Hose of Wax with Draco, 1, giggled Vampire. Let's go visit a Good Charlotte and cut ourselves, 666-11, said Hermione.
We opened the con men room door sexily, and then I gasped. Draco was there, doing it with Snap, 1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1- and baggy jeans.
You fucking prep 1-1! You fucking prep 1-1! You fucking prep 1-1! You fucking prep 1-1!
We all yielded angrily.
Yo, you betrayed us, 1-1-1!
Shooted Vampire angrily as he took out his black gun.
Oh, you don't understand, 1!
screamed Draco sadly as he took his thingy out of Snake's.
No shit, you fucking suck, you preppy bastard, 111, said Willow, trying to attack him.
You rock girl, 1. I ran suicidally to my room. I sexily took a stake out.
Enemy, no, 1111,
screamed Draco, but it was too late. I had slit my wrists with it. Suddenly everything went black again. Sincerely, an anon author who will silently not reveal her identity because she's a coward. Cohen P. A.K.A. just a troll with rocks for brains.